Kestrel Premium Move.
Hey, is Gerard there?
No, he's not in today.
Oh, okay. What, will he be in tomorrow?
Who's calling?
I'm Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. Does he have someone else there, maybe like an office manager, CFO, that helps him with the business finances? Do you do that by any chance?
I am the manager here, yes.
Okay, awesome. What was your name?
Mike.
Mike. Hey, Mike. I'm Olivia again with the Bank of Cardiff. And I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business about two and a half weeks ago. And it looks like it was based on some financing you guys did, maybe like a working capital back in 2012. And so based on that, we were able to pre-approve your business for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. And so I really just wanted to circle back with you and see what you have in the pipeline where you guys might need some financing.
Right now, we're still in the middle of moving. We had some delays. Once we're in the new shop, I mean, we have lift, equipment, all the stuff we need, but I know we're going to be looking for stuff eventually.
So are you guys just moving to a bigger location or adding a second location?
No, we're just moving to another location.
Okay. And you guys are in the middle of that process right now?
Yeah, right now we're renting a building from a family member, and we built our own shop just down the road, so we've got a whole new building, all new stuff, but...
Oh, that's awesome.
Right now, equipment-wise, we're not looking to buy stuff quite yet until we get the shop up and going.
That makes sense. So you guys bought, like, all the lift equipment to, like, raise up the cars and check on the engine and all that stuff?
Yeah, we got the lift and stuff like that.
Okay.
We have all the tools we need for the maintenance. I know eventually I'm trying to convince the owner to get us some tire machines so we can make some money that way, but...
How much do tire machines usually go for?
A good one, probably about $1,600 or so. Otherwise,
okay.
But, okay. I mean, right now we're not really looking for major equipment, or at least not a loan that big.
Yeah, no. But definitely when you guys are ready, we do equipment financing. And so what it is, it's like a traditional loan on a 2 to 5 year term. No down payment, and there's monthly payments on it. And our rates start in the single digits, so... We can get you guys probably a pretty good deal on that when you are ready to go for it. When do you guys anticipate your move will be complete?
Towards the end of October.
Okay. So are you guys just kind of like still running shop at the location now, or are you guys just kind of slowly moving everything and kind of closed for a little bit?
We're still running at this shop right now.
Okay. And so how is that, like, a pretty seamless process to move everything?
Yeah, it'll be done probably about a weekend.
Oh, nice. Okay, so just a weekend, and then, like, you'll have everything ready to go?
Yeah. We're just doing soft openings, getting everything set up. So, but I know we're looking for car wash equipment, things like that eventually.
A car wash, like the ones that you, like the automatic ones that you, like, roll in the car and everything just goes? Do you know how much those usually run for?
Right now the car wash equipment we run, we ordered a kit from them, but it's somewhere out of state, and their entire building is underwater.
Because of the flood?
Yeah.
So are you guys going to get it, or do you get your money back? Like, what goes on with that?
They're just putting it on hold.
Oh, they're putting it on hold.
Yeah.
So this is like a crazy question to ask. So that kit, is it in their building and now it's flooded, or do they have to make you a new one? Like, there's not flood damage to what you bought, right?
Yeah, they have to get all new equipment and go from there.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So when do they anticipate that's going to be ready for you guys?
Honestly, I'm not sure. That's why we're doing a soft opening.
Okay.
Let me get you guys' number.
Yeah, my direct line is 858-779-0942. Can I also, like, follow up with you through email? That way you have my contact information on file, and I can kind of just lay out the information for you that way.
I don't have his personal email.
Or the business?
I can give you mine, but we don't have the business email up and going.
Okay.
It's supposed to be a temporary location, but with permits and building, it's been over a year or so.
Okay. So, do you guys have a website right now?
Not one for the shop. They had one when they used to be connected to all the Pickwicks and stuff.
Okay. Are you guys,
So.
would you guys be interested in like getting capital for a website? Because we also have that working capital program, so we could help you guys out with marketing, the website, SEO, you know, digital print media, really any kind of marketing that you guys want to do, we could get you the capital for.
I can talk to him about it, see what he's interested in.
Yeah,
Kind of
'cause
right
I mean.
now, he's got his plate pretty full. He's moving his home and everything, so.
Moving his home too.
Yeah,
Yeah,
so
'cause I
right
mean.
now.
You guys could even set up on your website, I don't know if you thought about this, but a way for people to make appointments right online. That way you don't have to, it kind of like minimizes the personnel that you need, and people can just go online, set up their appointment, then cancel it if something happens. It's pretty easy to do if you get the right designers.
You know, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
And here's your capital finance.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do working capital for that, so we could get you guys a cash loan, and then you could find that marketing firm that you need. Or, where are you guys at? Oh, you're New
We're in,
Mexico.
yeah,
Okay,
Las Vegas.
I'm in California, so I don't really know anyone out there. But, yeah, there's,
Okay.
yeah, but definitely that's an option. I would say that you at least, even if you don't, do like the online, appointment setting, at least having just a basic website where people can, check you guys out and maybe get some of your customers to leave some reviews, because you know it can be so hard for people to find trustworthy like auto shops, you know.
Yeah.
And especially as a girl, I'm always worried that people are going to like rip me off, so I always like make sure I bring a guy with me who knows what's going on, because
Yeah.
otherwise I could just be like, you need this oil and you need this, and then also this is broken and this and this and this, and I'm like, I don't know, it sounds
Yeah,
right. So
definitely.
definitely get some like customer reviews on there too. That way people know you guys are
Okay.
legit and honest.
All
What
right,
did you
well.
say your email was?
My personal email, I'm not gonna give that one out.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, no
But
worries.
I have your information, and you guys have, is your website the Capital Finance?
It's a bankofcardiff.com. It's a CARDIFF, like Frank. And then my
Okay.
email too, if you want that, just so you can, if you want to reach out through email, it's Olivia T, like Tom, at bankofcardiff.com. And Cardiff again with C as in cat, A, R as in Romeo, D as in dog, IFF, like Frank. And so, when would be the best time to follow up with you about the tire machines and the car wash equipment?
Probably mid-October.
Mid-October. Okay, perfect. And then,
But I have your information and everything, and I'm going to talk to him about it, try to convince him into a couple things, and I'll talk with you
perfect.
back.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thanks so much, Mike. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.